So we're joined by Samantha Grint. Morning, Samantha.
Morning.
Who? So you're 15. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Kempton, near Harpenden Inn.
Oh, the lovely Kempton.
Yeah.
With all the bunting permanently on the streets. And that's
Definitely.
So we met a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago now, at the Forum in Hatfield, where we were holding the Three Music Showcase, which is, if you don't know, everybody, is like a local competition held every year. Stevenage Borough Council, Welland, Hatfield, East Hearts, Broxbourne, all of them get all the sort of young people to enter, and you can sing, you can dance, singer-songwriters, all of that sort of thing, and then they put on a big show, and then some idiot who's a budget Anton Deck comes on and hosts it.
I think I might know him.
So anyway, and you won.
Yep.
Now, that was the first time you'd done something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first time I did it. My mum sort of did it behind my back. So I came, I came down, like, I'd just woken up, and she said, I've got a surprise for you. So I was like, okay, I'll go downstairs. And she said, I put you in this competition. And I didn't want to do it at first because I wasn't into that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll do it. And then...
And then I won it.
First you're thinking, oh, I've got a new pair of shoes or a nice new dress. No, I've entered you into a competition.
Yeah, is that a puppy? Where's the puppy? And the thing, you know, most people there are sort of singing covers and stuff like that, which is pretty safe and a good idea because everybody knows it. And the judges and also the audience were acting as judges. But you sang your own song.
Yeah, I did that.
That must have been nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know what people would think of it. I thought people wouldn't like it or it wouldn't go down so well, but I risked it and it went down all right, I think.
Yeah, it went down very well. And I've seen you perform it a few times since because, and every time the audience is sort of captivated, which is kind of, I don't know whether you can see that from where you are on the stage. But
I don't know, yeah, I do love it because I get really into it and... Yeah, definitely.
Nice. How long does it take you to write something like that? It takes me about 10 minutes to write a text. So I can imagine that taking at least a good week or so.
I don't know. It depends what I'm writing about. Like, if it's, like, something I'm really interested in, it will take about probably a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it normally does take quite long to get it, like, right.
Nice. But do you mind if I mention who your brother is?
Oh, I don't mind. Yeah, go.
Because the thing is, at the very first competition, I had absolutely no idea. I'm stupid, because at the end I said to my wife, yeah, Samantha Grint won. She was awesome. And she went, yeah, any relation to Rupert? I went, oh, right. unbeknownst to me, he was in the audience as well.
Yeah, he was.
Which was also, he'd come along and supported you.
And he was definitely.
He was there at the Waltham Cross one as well, which is it's nice to see.
Yeah, it's good.
It must be mental, though, like growing up with Ron Weasley.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, but then he's so normal, so...
Yeah, he seems it.
Yeah.
But, like, because if you're 15, and that means almost, like, as much as you can ever remember, he's been a film star.
Yeah. I was pretty young, but I think I sort of just grew up with it, and I think he's just such a lovely person. I love him.
Yeah.
Does he always look after you like he's a proper big brother? Torments you and does things to wind you up. Sounds like me and my sisters.
He's lovely.
Yeah. And is he remotely musical at all? Are you the only one in the family?
No, he's got a pretty good voice.
Has he?
But yeah, he's too scared.
Don't big him up. If he takes the mickey out of you.
It's rubbish. Yeah. Got lucky. Rubbish. It's all about me. Nice. But whenever I've been in the same place twice now as him. You've been in a lot more places with him, one would imagine, given that you're his. He just gets swamped by people asking for his photo.
Yeah, he does.
And he takes it all very well.
Yeah, he's really good.
Has that sort of fixed, like, I bet he looks the same in every single photo. I like it. Has it got that? But does that must be weird for you, right, though?
Yeah, it's always hard to, like, sort of take in. But then, I don't know, just sort of, I don't know. I can't really explain it.
It's just always been that way.
Yeah, it's always been that way. Yeah.
Well, who knows? In years to come, perhaps I'll be taking your picture instead and he'll be at the go, remember, boy, what about me? Hello.